Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutsego.com. First, Happy New Year, Jim.
Well, Happy New Year, David.
Well, and we have a number of stories making news today, from superintendents to village boards, and even the first murder of 2017.
Yes, the newspaper is just packed with stuff. We have a new superintendent of schools who started yesterday in the Cooperstown. We had a big fight yesterday between a couple of folks for the chairmanship of the county Board of Representatives. We have the village board passing an anti-bigotry resolution because of concerns that have grown out of the Trump election. They're starting to interview for a new city manager in Oneonta. We have Jim Seward, our state senator, being sworn in for a 16th term. We have a new police chief in Oneonta, and we have Bassett Healthcare opening discussions with the Oneida Hospital over a possible sixth merger, which could work itself out over the next couple of years. So there's a ton of stuff, but what's dominating our front page is a New Year's Day murder, where a young man and an older man who were in a domestic situation got an argument about 3 a.m., and the younger man struck the older man in the head with a weightlifting weight, and killed him. He immediately regretted it, called the police, turned himself in. But what it really sort of emphasized to me is how hard it is to get killed in Otsego County. This was the first murder in our county of 60,000 people since March of 2015, almost 20 months. And before that, there was one murder in 2013, and then we even missed a couple of years. And in Oneonta itself, it's the first murder in 5 years. And prior to that, it had been 5 years before that, before there had been some sort of killing. So on the whole, it's a very safe place to live. And thinking back over the past year, except for the passing of the Cooperstown superintendent of schools in an ATV accident, I can't think of even a fatal crash that occurred in 2016, which brought up in conversation the fact that actually heroin is the most deadly challenge that we're facing here. And as we near the end of the year, we've lost perhaps one person a week. So if it were not for the heroin scourge, we would be a terrifically, you know, safe, healthy, and, you know, pleasant place to live. So even though we did start the year with a murder, it sort of emphasized that in many ways, you know, we can look forward to living out our three score and our natural lifespans here on the shores of Glimmerglass, as long as we stay out of trouble. So yeah. There you have it, David. I guess that's... That's the news here from the shores of Otsego Lake.
Sure, and of course that heroin problem, no secret to our listeners and the region.
Yes.
where it's affecting everyone across the country. Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com, where you can go to find the news. Jim, thanks again, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David.